pick a beef, Chris Brown, Quavo, Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian, or Drake and Kendrick?
Drake and Kendrick?
Yeah,
Drake Taylor and Kim.
Ronald McDonald and Burger King.
Why are all the girls fighting?
Wait, what did you even say? Kim Kardashian and who?
And Kim? Taylor Swift.
Oh.
There's a beef between them?
There's a beef.
What's the beef?
Taylor dropped a little diss in her album.
She did?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Pull it up. I just sent it to you.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yep.
Dang.
So Taylor dropped a song and she called it Thank You, Amy.
Oh, yeah. And then the letters that are capitalized are Kim.
Yeah, so the K and Thank, and then the Whoa. I am an Amy.
That's fire.
And then Respect. In the song, she goes, and one day your kids come home singing a song that only us two is going to know is about you.
What is that?
Because, like, reference? Northy loves, like, you know, Taylor. Northy just loves, like, what's popping. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of just like, oh, well, one day your kids are going to come home singing a song that only you and I will know where I'm talking shit about you.
I don't know about that. North is a clone of Kanye, yeah. if I've seen one. And if Kanye has that much influence on her, she's going to be dropping Taylor Swift diss tracks before Kim can have anything to do with it.
Yes, but you forget that Kim Kardashian has three other kids.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
So this could be about Let's any see. Of the kids.
Any of the kids.
But wait, what's Thank You, Amy?
Because she was just trying to sneak diss Kim.
Oh, so like Amy has nothing to do with the song.
Yeah, it's really, you know, like.
But why is she like Thank You, Kim then? Is that what she's saying?
No,
instead?
She's just Thank You, Amy was already like a Thank You, Amy, like a very like sarcastic situation.
It's like a Karen white girl. Like,
yeah, like Thank You, Amy. Like, thanks for what you did. You know, like, okay. Thanks, Amy. But then she had to just capitalize Kim in there somewhere. Honestly, Amy Bichardi's always in the industry. Like,
who is Amy? What are you talking about?
Like, you know, like, even Britney was like, all the girls and all the boys are begging to if you seek Amy. Amy's just right. used as like a cover up for a lot of.
Oh, so if your name's Amy, like, you're
not real.
Yeah.
It's really just a cover up for something
You're
else.
You're the villain.
You're the villain always.
What's Taylor's real beef with Kim?
The real beef is it started with the Kanye situation, mm-hmm. Where he took the mic from her at the award and was like, Beyonce did it better.
Yeah, but that was before Kim and Kanye.
Then Kanye called Taylor and was like, hey, this is a line I'm going to use about you in the song.
Right.
Are you cool with it? And Taylor was like, yeah, like, I love that.
Yeah.
And then Kanye never really told her the full scope of what the song was going to be about.
And the video.
And so when it came out, Taylor was like, what the heck? Like, I thought we were on the same page. Like, this was supposed to be like our redemption thing after all this stuff. And then Kim was like, oh, you're going to lie about giving us permission. So Kim dropped the voice recording for Taylor actually giving permission to use it. And then Taylor had this whole redemption arc era where she was like basically saying that like, she's like coming back and she's like the whole Red album was very much like a revenge album.
That was a fire album though.
I can't even tell. These beefs, all of them are way too rich for most of us, I think.
So rich.
Yeah.
There's so much going on that are like chess moves that mm-hmm. only like billionaires get. And we are all just like consuming and entertained by it. Mm-hmm. But some of them are much more fun than others. Yeah. That's why I had to pick the Kendrick and Drake one.
Yeah. I mean, I really like the Quavo and Chris Brown one, because mm-hmm. I was like, Chris Brown, like, he's really good at rapping. Not that I denied it, but I was just like, yo, he's getting bodied right now.
Yeah, he's actually like, I was like, oh, like Chris Brown dropping it, Jesse's gonna be like, oh, fuck you, dude. But like, he was saying a little something.
He was actually rapping.
Chris Brown has always been feisty. I actually like
We know. We know.
You've seen pictures.
Right. I remember back in the day, too, I used to listen to... I didn't listen to his songs that much, but there was a lot of mixtapes that he was on where he was rapping. And I was like, oh, he has, like, a really cool flow and, like, he's pretty good. Like,
yeah.
It was fun, so...
Yeah.
I guess let's get deeper into that in a minute. But first, we'd like to welcome you all to another episode of Strange Flavors. The strangest
and greatest
podcast in the world.
In the game.
Earth.
On the earth.
In the world.
In the universe. In the Maryland universe.
No, not in Maryland. That's really small.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start a podcast studio next door, and then it'll be the strangest and greatest podcast.
In the house.
The second strangest and greatest podcast in the house.
Mm. I'm just saying, like, there's not a lot of podcasts coming out of Maryland, but being the, like, greatest podcast in Maryland.
Oh, you're saying we should brand it as that.
Yeah.
And then, like.
Because we're not going to be able to say in the United States right now, but we will one day.
Should we start a beef with another podcast?
I was just going to say, I think we should start a beef.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yes.
Because, like, we almost had a beef with the band Strange Flavors, but then they came and they were, like, really nice.
They were so nice.
They reached out to us and were like, hey, we were trying to get, like, a social media handle.
No.
And then we discovered you guys.
Didn't they, like, troll? They're like, weren't they trolling at first?
Oh, at first.
Right?
Oh, they sent an email.
Yeah.
And were like, oh, we're going to sue you for this much.
Yeah.
And they were like, unless you give up your name or whatever. But then at the end of the email, they're like, just kidding. We're Strange Flavors, the band, blah, blah, blah. Like, it would be nice to connect. And then we brought them on. And
they were doing a show in Maryland. They're actually not from here. And they were just like, hey, we just want to introduce ourselves. We're Strange Flavors, the band. We thought it'd be cool to connect with Strange Flavors, the podcast. And then they were doing a concert nearby. And we're like, okay, yeah, come through.
Yeah.
Probably.
They were really nice. Somewhere. One guy had an eye patch.
Right here. Oh, yeah. He had an eye patch?
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't remember season one or season two.
This was not season one. This was definitely like season 2.5 or something.
Well, season two. We're in season three now. And season 2.5 was 2-3 years ago. So.
Yeah. Season two was kind of like a blur because there's so much
errors.
Movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 2.25, 2.5, mm-hmm. 2.75.
So. Back when we used to have actual strangers on the show.
It's almost like we should have a name change to be more accurate.
Or it's like maybe we should have strangers back on the show and continue this. Tell us what you guys think should happen.
Do you like our cozy like co-host episodes or do you really want like guests on it?
Yeah. Do you want us to be journalists? Like,
no, like that's not the journalist one. Journalist route, new route where it's just like, it's like, you know how like Theo Von, he has like a trash man?
Yeah.
It'll be like recently he had a carny on his podcast and he's just like asking him questions about like what it's like being a carny.
Mm. What's a carny?
Like a carnival worker.
Oh, that's what they're called? Carnies?
Yeah, they're called carnies.
Did you just make that up?
No.
Doesn't it sound a little made up?
I'm sick of everything I say not being made up.
That's probably true.
Yeah, but Theo Von could also would have made that up. And Amber, there's a real episode.
What? I'm not even going to look it up.
No, don't.
I'm not even going to look it up.
We're not going to spend time.
Carnies are a real thing.
Okay.
At first, I thought you meant like carnivore. Like someone who's on a carnivore diet.
No, carnies are people who are in carnivals. Like, you know, the bearded lady and the like
what?
Short guy who does like tricks.
Yeah. Carnivals just go around collecting unique individuals.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
part of it. Frost literally runs a carnival.
Yeah. This podcast is a carnival.
Right. Because I have two very special, unique individuals that nobody else would allow.
That's your whole life. Frost just collects characters.
It's a good thing. It keeps life interesting, you know?
Very true.
Yeah.
It's fun. But welcome to the podcast. Make sure that you are listening to our Patreon episodes because we get very strange and great on there.
And juicy.
Ooh.
Juicy.
Yeah.
There's always juice on there for sure.
We get real carny on there.
Yeah. We used to say this back in the day, but I also want to encourage people again to like write into us if you'd like to, whether it be on Instagram or our email, strangeflavorspodcast@gmail.com. I remember sometimes people would write into us and ask us different things or give us like advice column type of topics.
Those are fun. Or especially just like, the dating ones. Those are like,
yeah. Ooh, send in a voice message if you're okay with us playing it.
Yeah. You can actually do that, I think, on Spotify or Anchor somehow directly, or just send it via
or
email.
Patreon. So you could always sign up on Patreon.
Yeah. Or Instagram.
Yeah.
Just send a voice note.
And you can get horrible advice from us or maybe really great stuff.
Can I just mention that I feel like when people think about Patreon, they think like, you know, really expensive. Did you know you could literally be a patron for $5 a month?
$5?
It's like, literally just $5.
That's less than Apple Music subscription.
It's literally
less
like
than Spotify. Yeah.
Less than a coffee at Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Because we don't mess with Starbucks anymore. But like even Dunkin', less than a coffee.
Yeah, $5 is nothing.
It's literally
it's probably like two packs of gum now.
No, I bought gum the other day. It was $5.36.
What gum are you buying?
Extra.
Oh, is it like a bunch, big pack?
No, just a regular.
Just one pack is
$5? $5.36.
No way.
Deadass.
You believe this?
I kind of believe it. It's like, it's not too, because like, so what is like a normal like Trident pack, like 320 something?
Yeah.
So that's not too far off. And Trident doesn't have that many like sticks in it.
So then what's five gum now? It's definitely not $5.
It's
five probably, $10. Probably up there.
Yeah. It's probably like $4 at least.
Yeah.
It's probably called like 50 gum.
50 gum?
Yeah, $50 for it.
That's crazy. But so yeah, a pack of gum.
Less than a pack of gum.
Less than a pack of gum.
Yeah.
You can listen to juicy stories.
And we have all of the juice.
And the tea.
That's right. So let's get to the real tea. Because this is so entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
Most recently, in this continued Avengers rap beef game, the boy, Drake.
Aubrey.
I said Audrey. Aubrey. dropped an AI track voicing Tupac and Snoop Dogg. And then leaving the last verse for himself.
Yeah.
People had very mixed feelings about this. Did you guys hear the track?
I did, but can you break it down for me a little?
I heard a little snippet, so I haven't heard the whole thing. But
oh, man. Did you see my reaction as soon as it came out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was so excited about this.
Why?
Why? Because first, I saw it naturally on my Instagram feed, right? It was just, when you see the icon for just like voice note, you know, track, this is when an artist basically like releases it as like unfinished or like in the works.
Yeah, with no checks and balances. They just like, it's in their notes app and they're ready to like
go. And you're like, it's like a tease, right?
Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay, Drake dropped something again after he had already dropped Push-Ups. So we've seen this before, right? It was when he dropped Back to Back after doing Charged Up with Meek Mill. And it was like, okay, we know that Drake is capable of dropping diss track after diss track before the other person responds. So then I hear it, Illuminati. I was like, hold up, that's Tupac. And then Tupac is, his verse is as if he is anticipating and siding with Kendrick, yet is disappointed that the West Coast rapper at the moment is not living up to, you know, the hype and the king of the West Coast thing. But what got me even more excited is, am I hearing Drake's cadence in this?
Mm.
Snoop Dogg jumps on the track and they're flowing like I haven't heard.
Snoop Dogg is AI or real?
AI Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Again, I'm hearing Drake's cadence on it.
Wait, is that, before to cut you off, is that fine with somebody that's alive?
Living?
And that could have done the verse.
I think Snoop Dogg said this is
part of the controversy, right?
He was just like, what's going on? Didn't Snoop Dogg react to it? Like, I didn't clear the shit.
I don't remember what Snoop Dogg
said.
It's fine,
I'll look
about
it up while you're going.
But then Drake comes in on the last verse, right? So already it's like, okay, there was all these rumors and this mix up about like, oh, this was an AI track. That was an AI track. This one's not real. This one's real.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to drop it on Apple Music? Are they going to confirm it? Remember even last time you were is it confirmed? Is it not?
Yeah.
We don't even know what's going on. But this is why Drake is, you know, has the throne currently. He plays into it.
Hmm.
He says, okay, you guys are all questioning whether this is AI or not. Why don't I write AI tracks, voice them,
mm-hmm.
and then make them idols of my nemesis.
Yeah, but the only weird part about this is, wasn't Drake mad that that AI track, and mind you, that was a really good song too. Which one? I came in with my ex like Selena. Uh-huh. But, that one. It was a really good song, but didn't he have a problem with it?
I don't remember.
Well, okay. From I didn't talk to Drake personally. Now. However,
Amber,
my understanding of it was that Drake was not a fan, and artists like him and Billie Eilish and stuff were like trying to go up against like AI artists or whatever. I think this is cool and creative, and maybe there's a reason. Like, it won't, maybe it won't drop on Apple Music for that exact reason, because his lawyers were probably like, drop it on Instagram. But yeah. Continue. So now he's talking as if Tupac is talking to Kendrick. And then what's Snoop Dogg's?
Snoop Dogg is also West Coast, another person that Kendrick looks up to.
Uh-huh.
And it's basically two West Coast like icons and people that Kendrick really, really looks up to. They say, you know, he's the current Tupac of this generation, this and that. So then when it's like, when it's your idols, you hear the voice of your idols dissing you and be like, Look at the lyrics here. I mean, This is just so, and what you're saying is like, you know, of course Drake would be mad that he didn't contribute to that AI track that came before him, right? But when Drake is the one behind the AI, mm-hmm. like, I didn't expect this, but this is just
amazing. Next level. Like, it's a really good, it's creative way to do a diss track for sure.
Low key, I just think it's like a little funny in a way where like, okay, you know how back in the day rap beefs would, you know, get violent, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
They show up in person and they start shooting each other.
Yeah.
Now imagine Drake pulls up and like Kendrick pulls up with his boys and his guns and, you know, Drake's there with robots. that's what this is to me.
but that's what Drake knows. Like he's got the helicopter.
He's got like robots, like, you know, the lasers are pointing. Mm-hmm. And Kendrick's like, yo, I thought, you know, we're trying to shoot out.
Exactly. So Drake is so smart in this because he's playing into the 8 Mile beef, right? Where it's like Eminem and 8 Mile, he makes fun of himself.
But just imagine like Eminem pulls out and like it's ChatGPT like coming out. But you're not going to be on Eminem's side.
No, but if he uses it, if he works with AI.
With ChatGPT.
Because ChatGPT is not doing the work.
Yeah, but we don't know that. Do we know that?
Drake wrote this and is voicing it.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
But Drake has ghostwriters.
He has...
Okay, let's speak about what we know.
No, we know he has ghostwriters.
But Drake has written for, like, the whole industry, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So Drake is also the industry's ghostwriter.
Gotcha.
We know that Drake can write. That's the thing. But look at the way that he's making fun of himself through Tupac also.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying, like... This
calm
is
a
Tupac
bitch for
saying,
me.
Saying
fuck this Canadian
to...
light skin.
Oh, gotcha. So it's Eminem. He's, like, he's not dissing, you know, straight to his opponent.
He's dissing himself.
He's dissing himself
He's getting his friend to diss him. And so then the opponent's just chilling. They're watching.
No. Third party. He's voicing Kendrick's idol.
Yeah. Who's not really his, like, idol because it's an AI.
But it's the voice of it.
It's
if you get a call from your... from an AI, but it sounds like your mom.
Yeah, yeah.
It hurts a little different because it's like, Shamia, like, send me money.
There is some impact with that. Like, when Kim started crying because Kanye got a holographic version of her dad for her, even though it's not real and it wasn't a real message, like, there's still some, like, sentiment behind that.
I don't know. I feel like Kendrick's not affected by this. Like, I feel like this is for everybody else.
This is, but it's, like, so disrespectful. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's a creative way to be disrespectful.
He's saying, talk about him liking young girls. That's a gift from me. As in, like, he's already saying the lines that he anticipates Kendrick would say about him. Mm. You know how we all make fun of Drake? Oh, he likes young girls.
It's a good way to take the pressure off of, like, whatever Kendrick could come up with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the way that he wrote it is so creative. They told me the spirit of Machiavelli is alive in an N-word under 5'5", so it's got to be you. Like, he keeps poking at this short thing, too.
Yeah.
It's just...
I would beef the whole fucking game. It was me and Snoop Dogg had my fucking shirt off in the House of Blues. Is this, like, referencing, like, history? Hip-hop history?
Yeah, so he's basically talking about, like, you know... Me and Snoop Dogg are like putting you on the
Snoop
pedestal
Dogg.
Now.
What is Snoop Dogg saying? Enough about Tupac.
Nephew. It starts off with that. Like, the thing is, Drake also knows the way that they would rap. And he even adjusted that way, but then got off his own shots. So he says in this part, he goes, I know you never been to jail or wore jumpsuits and shower shoes, never shot nobody, never stabbed nobody, never did nothing violent to no one. It's the homies that empower you. But still, you got to show this effing L who is boss on the West. So it's like he's like poking at him, but also being like, no, come on. You got this.
Yeah. Like trying to hype him up while bringing him down.
Right.
Gotcha. It's like when it's that boss energy like that where they're like, oh, come on, boss.
And then by the time Drake comes in, he's closing the casket. He's saying that he was saying about the last one when he talked about push-ups. He says, the first one really only took me an hour or two. The next one is really about to bring out the coward in you. But now we got to wait a effing week because Taylor Swift is your new top, as in top dog. Mm-hmm. And if you're about to drop, she got to approve. Mm. Oh, my God, dude. And then he ups Taylor Swift at the end and he says she's the biggest gangster in the music game right now. Yeah. And totally just like, he's not saying that me, Drake, I'm the biggest gangster in the game. He's like totally just shitting on the whole industry and saying like Taylor is the biggest.
Yeah.
So he's aligning himself with the Taylor's, top of music industry. Mm-hmm. And then he's like making it unserious. Cause even though this is written brilliantly.
Yeah.
He's at the end of the day, he's like, yo, this is nothing because you guys are not even the real gangsters. Like Taylor Swift, who's this white girl billionaire, she's the real gangster.
Is doing real numbers.
And you guys aren't dropping your music because you have to wait for her to be done topping the chart.
Right.
That's fire.
And it's comparing, you know, their money and their record label deals, which is on a different level.
Yeah.
So I just feel like this is such a creative, like, he's leaning into all of the funniness of it, mm-hmm. all of the AI BS of it. And it's just like, what do you do when you're this like gangster persona rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who like the ball is in their court.
The only weird thing about this, I will say, is that he's coming at Kendrick for not dropping his like reverse diss track, but the song didn't even clear for Apple until Friday. And he dropped this on Saturday, the very next day. He never publicly claimed that push-ups. He never publicly claimed push-ups until it dropped officially on Apple on Friday. He dropped this on Saturday. He hasn't really given Kendrick any time to respond. Was Kendrick supposed to respond to the like leaked version of the diss?
Well, it doesn't matter because the point is that like if Kendrick wants to drop another diss track, the next day, he can't. Drake is dropping diss track after diss track. And by the way, I think he's going to drop one by the time this episode comes out.
Probably.
Because he's hinting at the end of this one also that he's like, he's going to keep it going.
It's like a trilogy right now.
And he said that he has more ammunition for every single person who dissed him, even though he dissed all of them collectively in push-ups.
Kendrick is really catching all of them because a lot of people were talking shit about him. But he's like, you know what? Like, I mean, he even said he's like, in that song you guys dropped did not start the beef with us. It's been brewing in the pot, now it heating up, whatever. Like saying that he's coming at everybody now, but like it's not just about this song.
Yeah.
But Kendrick is really getting a lot of it.
Right.
Because it was so direct, I guess.
And I don't think Kendrick has to drop right away. This is just us being like, oh, what's he gonna do? We need it now.
Right.
Kendrick's song is still amazing. Yeah. Like that, it did so much damage already. Mm-hmm. Now we're like, you know, what's the next smart move for Kendrick? Kendrick is this kind of like thoughtful. When he drops, it hits.
Yeah.
It's not just like these waste kind of like, you know, slick, you know.
Yeah, but last week you were saying how you really liked how he was like the, ah, like that, how like you really liked that. But I would argue that Drake's like, was like as cool.
So Drake's in push-ups, right, is actually mocking Kendrick.
Why?
Because he has a song where he goes, he's like, nah, 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 like, dun, 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 like, the whole song from Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers.
Mm.
And this is what we don't realize. Like when I go back and hear it multiple times, there's so much like, slight little disses that Drake is putting in there that is just like, dang, like he really thought about everything.
The other thing is that I'm realizing when all these other beefs come out is that Drake's been dissing everybody. We just didn't know.
Yeah, his whole last album he's was
super
guilty.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been dissing everybody, yeah, yeah, but nobody really knew. But then all these other people are being super direct with it because they're like, we're tired of your shit. But
what do you guys think? Is this, I heard Ebro and Rosenberg talking about this, that it's like taking it too far, bringing people from the dead, and like it's messing with their reputation and their kind of sacredness in hip hop.
I understand that. That's why I brought up the question. I was mm-hmm. like, okay, even if someone's alive, like it's as long as you label it like, okay, this is AI, you know, and mm-hmm. everybody knows it's AI. It's yeah. not like Tupac came back from the dead and dropped a verse or anything mm-hmm. like that.
It also sounds like AI.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I get it for the old heads. Like, mm-hmm. yo, don't mess with our guys. I completely understand that. For us, young generation, I think we're like, oh, yeah, do whatever. You know, like,
yeah,
whatever is the most fire thing, do what you got to do. As long as you don't, like, hurt anyone physically.
So yeah. your understanding of that commentary of the old head? Of, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think with Tupac, people, like, put him on a, you know, pedestal. They, like, they okay. think he's, like, some sort of Jesus, you know, for the old rap heads.
Sure.
They're like...
He's like the Michael Jordan... of the NBA, like, bro, he's the GOAT. Don't yeah. even talk about
and
it.
And you can't even, like, touch him. And, no. like, and I, you know, I think he's great. It's just, from my perspective, I think as long as you say, oh, AI, and, like,
okay,
you know, you put it there, it's fine. I don't think it hurts his reputation.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Amber?
I feel like Drake is, like, the perfect mixture of, like, self-owned silly goose mixed with talent.
Good point.
And... this is like kind of a silly goose move, but it's talent too.
Right.
So I'm a fan of it. And if you're like, why would Drake do this? Why has Drake been doing everything he's been doing? And he's been at the top for a reason. Like he's going to be the one posting the edited pictures of like him with the nails and the tongue out and yeah. like doing just silly goose activities because he's okay with doing that. Even you mentioned prior to where he was like, I just got my nails done, like please don't make me chip a nail. Like he's okay with being kind of owning the sassiness of it all,
or that's protective, being like, oh, I'm so silly, like if I take an L, it's not really an L, because when you take yourself too seriously, then it's like everyone's right. gonna expect you to be yeah. that guy.
Mm-hmm. And but I feel like that's like the comedic relief of Drake. It's not all like, oh, I'm gonna take a gun and I'm gonna shoot you and I'm so tough guy.
But he does do that also.
He does do that also.
So it's
but
like
then
a safety thing also.
But gotta, it also like offloads some of the responsibility of being that sure. hard rap guy when he's also like, please don't make me chip a nail. So like, I think the combination of him makes him a very palatable person. Whereas for me right now, I have a hard time like siding with Kendrick or like enjoying Kendrick's thing because I just feel like it's too hot and not enough relief.
Mm. But regarding bringing like someone who's passed away, mm-hmm. Tupac, and then currently mm-hmm. Snoop Dogg for AI me, into it.
For me, like if I was Snoop Dogg, I'd be pissed. Mm. I'd be like, bruh, why are you using my voice?
Yeah.
Like, why are you using my likeness?
I mean, but Snoop Dogg is like, he might get it considering he has his hand in every single little thing. Okay,
may I remind you, Snoop Dogg performing uh-oh. With virtual Tupac hologram, okay, yeah. at Coachella, I think yeah. it was. Also, if you want to talk about old heads, right, yeah. like the old heads wouldn't do this if it was Kendrick. Let me tell you why. Do you remember when Kendrick came back after, you know, a long hiatus and dropped The Heart Part 5?
Yeah.
Where he was talking, rapping in the perspective and also in the music video morphing into Kobe Bryant, mm. Nipsey Hussle.
Mm.
Who else was it in that? I forget who else it was. But
just goats.
Other people... who have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And now it's like, oh, Kendrick is so artsy. Kendrick is like, he's showing respect, this and that, right?
Yeah.
But this is what Drake is doing. Drake is playing the art of war. In this, he's like, what would hurt Kendrick the most? Let me get his idol. Let me act in his voice and mm-hmm. diss him back. That's art, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can be hurt, but the point is you don't always have to respect and be like, oh, this is so... nice and this and that. Art also is supposed to make you react and be hurt and angry and this and that. So yeah. What's the difference between Drake doing it and Kendrick doing it? The old heads respect Kendrick because Kendrick is like the kind of classical, the role model of what hip hop means. And mm-hmm. Drake is the new age.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, it's not cool when you do it.
I also think that Drake has been considered predictable for a while now. Like, I feel like everybody just assumes he's very predictable. In this case, he's showing a lot of different sides to him, which is making him be very, like, interesting right now. He like, is showing different sides where people are like, okay, hold on. Maybe Drizzy got this. Maybe Sassy Boy, the head of the Sassy Man Empire, has a little something to him.
And then Kanye West jumps in.
This is hilarious.
We love this.
No one right? was poking at him. You know, people have poked at him for like, you know, 5 years. There's been a bunch of diss tracks on Kanye for the past like couple years. Like J. Cole dropped one in like 2016, 2017, whatever. But
Kanye is the child that is left without attention.
Yep.
And is like, hold on. Don't leave me out of this.
No one asked him. He was like, yo, let me come in this.
So
What did he say?
He drops a Like That remix.
Okay.
And this is what he says why he jumped on that. He says, everybody was very, very excited about the elimination of Drake. Not excited, we was energized. So he said that, you know, Future brought him in to the...
Pluto. Pluto wow. called me. I went to the studio, laid that, and then we, you know, went through the, you know, the creative process, adding the chorus, and called the hooligans, called them out in London to get on and join. You know, everybody was very, very excited about the elimination of Drake.
Yo,
you that excited? We was energized.
Bro, if this isn't like the most Avengers like Marvel movie ever, why are grown men getting together and be like
45-year-old?
I just imagine like Drake with like a target on him, like the cartoons, and be like, we got to plot, we got to get him.
Like they got so excited that like he's the target right now because they're probably tired of Drake praise. They all hate him.
You just made it so goofy.
Yeah.
I guarantee Kendrick is not part of this.
Yeah, yeah.
Kendrick came on and he was like, let me get it off.
Yeah, let me get my bars like. But Kanye's like, yo, this sounds like fun. Like let's go
like, get a clubhouse together. Yeah. Like, why did he do that?
Because yeah. The funny thing is, like, no one targeted him. He was not in the crossfire at all. And bro was like, let me get in on this.
He made a whole like PR statement almost on his Instagram. Was like, by the way, he dissed Kendrick on it. He dissed Drake on it.
He's like, I'm the GOAT.
And J. Cole is catching strays left and right.
Oh, yes.
Poor guy.
He said, Kanye said on the track, he said, you can't name a single Drake line. And then he goes, J. Cole, make the pussy dry.
Oh, no.
And then he dropped a meme on his story where it was like, do you listen to J. Cole? And the guy's like, no. And then the girl ends up giving the guy head.
You know, to be fair, though, so not true because I've played Fuck, Marry, Kill, J. Cole, Drake and Kendrick with so many different people this past week, and every girl has said that they would marry J. Cole.
No, but here's the difference. Okay. They're not listening to the J. Cole out of all, like, maybe over Kendrick, but they're not listening to J. Cole like that.
They are listening. They're not listening to J. Cole like that, but they're still listening to J. Cole.
But not like that.
I feel like a lot of girls are like J. Cole. Like some
I feel like they
girls.
Like his personality way more
They're listening to Drake. They want Drake. And then until they get hurt by Drake, and then they come running to J. Cole.
Yeah, facts.
But the whole time, Kendrick was trying to tell them that he's the guy, and they're just like, yeah, but you're short.
Sorry. No, not even that. It's just like, okay, enough.
No, it's short.
It's not that he's short. Yes, he's short. That's an element. I'm
because
not gonna
does
lie.
He back up what he says? Yes.
Yeah, but also he just gives.
Is
like,
he well respected? Yes.
He's a guy's
like,
guy.
Energy.
Also, Kendrick's like a guy's guy.
Yeah, I definitely think that Kendrick appeals more to the male audience.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because, like.
But I think if Jake.
But he goes to therapy.
No, barely.
What do you mean barely? He wrote a whole album about it.
He's missing his appointments. He's been missing appointments the last couple of months for sure.
No, he will fight for you. Like, he's fighting, like, a war so that he can protect his family.
What if you don't want to, like, be at war? Why don't we just move to,
like J. Cole?
The country?
J. Cole's like, okay, let me try to go to war. His knife is super dull. He's like, you know what? My bad, man.
My bad.
You take my land.
You know what? I'll just take off my uniform. Here's my uniform.
J. Cole is Canada.
J. Cole's good. That's hilarious. No, he's Karachi, bro. No. go to the quote that, what's it called? Kanye said about, yeah. So they asked him about J. Cole apologizing. They asked Kanye what he thought about J. Cole apologizing. And he just says this.
To Kendrick.
Fuck all that pussy shit.
Oh, shit.
Fuck all that shit.
Yeah, you have it.
Yo, fuck all that shit, man, because it's like that nigga J. Cole went on tour with Drake. He know what it is. It's like, nigga, you can't run now. It's you also. All this, like.
It's up for Cole, too?
If you say Cole, you can't say up and Cole in the same sentence. Oh. It's like,
are apologies even allowed in rap beef, though?
I don't know.
I've never seen no shit like
that
before.
I don't listen to J. Cole, so I wouldn't even know. I just heard he had a song called False Idols and somebody told me it's halfway about
there it
me.
Is.
So it's like that, you know.
Wow. There you got it, man. Yeah.
That was a fire song, by the way.
Cole dropped a song called False Prophets, I think it was, right?
Yeah. Not,
where he was talking about like how he used to look up to Kanye.
But it wasn't even like a diss. It was just like, damn, I'm like disappointed. Like
it was like a
revelation
reaction.
Yeah, type
like,
of
yeah, episode. That,
it was like, I respect this guy, but I can't like, you know, look at him in this way.
Mm.
And it was honest way that a lot of people
it was
probably
honest.
Felt.
I thought it was probably artistic too. Like I thought it was just very well done. It wasn't like a jab, but like I can understand Kanye taking that, be like, yo,
yeah.
Disrespect.
I mean,
but the thing is, J. Cole on a level of just like peace and resolution is great. Like he's doing all the right things. I think as audience and as culture of hip hop, it's just that people don't want to hear it. Because J. Cole at the same time has said that he's like a competitor. He even played on a basketball league.
That's what I was trying to say last episode. I was like, bro, you're talking about competition, all that. Amber was like, oh, maybe it's internal.
I do think that in J. Cole's world, he won the competition because he no longer like played anybody else's game. He was like, I have won internally. I'm sleeping good at night.
He didn't win because he lost. He was like, oh, I fell into it. And then, like, I retracted.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like,
imagine,
I admit defeat.
Because people see this as a competitive sport.
I don't know
sport.
If he's admitting defeat as much as he is bowing out.
Like, he admitted defeat because he deleted his song. So
yeah.
He regretted his action.
Yeah. Regretted
he
his
literally
action.
Said that.
Yeah. Regretted
that
his
he
action.
That he wished he didn't
sure.
do it. He couldn't sleep at night.
Yeah.
Right? But imagine, you know, this being like a, comparing it to competition, another, like a competitive sport, your team makes the Super Bowl, right? Like, let's say, you know, we like the Ravens. Lamar Jackson is there. And let's say he goes up against, like, an elite contender like Tom Brady, right? And then they end up losing, okay? And then Lamar goes and he's just like, I wasn't really here to compete. I was just here to have fun. Imagine the riots in Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's like this – if you're going to compete – and you're going to drop that track. You can't really back out. If you back out, it's going to be tough for you.
Yeah.
Still love J. Cole. I love, you know, good music in general. So it's not – some people are like, yeah, like I'm never listening to J. Cole. What are you talking about?
Okay, I mean,
yeah.
J. Cole might have a redemption arc down the line in a couple of years in the same way that Drake's having his redemption arc right now.
Oh, where was his fall off?
Yeah.
When he didn't respond to the diss track.
Oh, Pusha T?
Yeah.
He didn't need to. So I heard this like in another like podcast or whatnot. They're talking about like Drake didn't need to talk about Pusha T because where's Pusha T now? Like Pusha T.
Yeah, but at
is
the
like,
time it was like, okay.
No, I would say for his reputation, that's definitely a part where you see, you know, like if it's like a stock, you definitely see the huge dip.
Yeah.
For Drake?
Yeah, at the time.
Yeah, for Drake. It was
but
like
Drake can easily climb up.
He can. He absolutely can.
Pusha T is getting way more than
but
Drake is losing.
But that's not what it
for
was
sure.
about. It was like that. The how personal that beef got.
Yeah.
It was literally about just like you're not who you.
Yeah.
Who you think
I,
you
I
are?
I think Drake also said somewhere he was like, I didn't want to get that personal. Like I have the.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's
but,
true, but like
no, bro.
He said
his wife's name on the track, just like he said Kendrick's wife's name on the track. Drake goes there. And then you can't really like back out. It was that he admitted on a podcast
with
the
revelation of his son that he was having a hard time with.
The thing is, like, you got to understand this too. Pusha T dropped that and it really messed up the trajectory of where Drake wanted to go. He had this whole thing lined up with Adidas and his son. Mm. It messed up Drake's money.
Mm.
And
with Adidas, he had something lined up with Adidas.
Yeah, that's what. And not Nike. That's what Pusha T was saying on the thing, the story of Adidon, right?
Yeah.
So there was the revelation of the sun was gonna be pushed out with this Adidas press run.
Yeah.
And that messed up the whole thing.
Damn.
And it was like Drake talked about this on LeBron's The Shop, where he was like, it was a great chess move by him. He acknowledged it. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of went and said like, oh yeah, like people told me like don't respond because it would have done this and that. But
no, but he even said,
we don't
like
really know that.
In that interview, he had said that he asked somebody who he respected. I don't remember who he said.
But yeah, Future the Prince, his manager, I think.
He was like, he's like, would it be okay if I didn't respond? Like, would you be upset with me if I just...
He went as far as said that there was a track made. Mm. It's on a hard drive.
Yeah.
And then Pusha T was just like responding to that with like laughing emojis like...
Yeah.
Like, no, there's not.
But honestly, I feel there was more to lose if he dropped it than... if he didn't.
I think he just had too much internally going on in the house for him to be worried about what's going on outside.
Even the way he was viewed at. Because imagine it's trash. You get looked on at worse, and Pusha T gets more limelight.
Yeah.
So it's a lose-lose.
On the macro, you're right. Yeah. Like, Drake saw that, like, okay, this is not the battle that I need to be, you know, investing into.
Engaging in, yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, I have to focus my attention and continue where I'm headed. And he talks about comparing his career to Michael Jackson. So if that's your kind of like goals and kind of like the standard you set for yourself, all of this other stuff, you're going to have to take a few L's along the way.
Point being, give J. Cole a couple of years.
Sure. We'll
come back.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
And we won't.
Yeah. We apologize for talking about this rap
for way too long.
For way too long.
The last one part of this was like, if this was an Endgame movie, right? The spinoff on a side mission is the Quavo and Chris Brown thing.
Oh my God.
And eventually I think they will join one of the sides.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think that this movie plays out like.
Who do you think would join who?
Chris Brown is friends with Drake, right?
Oh, yeah, he is, because they both were, like, anti-Riri.
They're friends again, but also everybody on the Future Metro side was collaborators and friends with Drake also.
No, but that's
so
fine.
So it could re-spark.
But Quavo, I think, is more friends with the Metro Boomin.
But he's also
Future side.
Remember Aubrey and the Migos and the Three Migos tour?
Yeah, but that was a long
time. Consistent. Aubrey and the Three Migos? I don't know.
Remember Aubrey and the Three Migos tour?
I don't remember.
And they're frequent collaborators, the Migos and Drake.
Huh.
But Quavo collabs with Metro like way more.
I feel like I don't think collabing is enough to know where their loyalty lies.
Right, that's true.
Yeah, but Quavo's like been on so many Metro. Like,
oh,
songs.
You know what? It's the light skins. So Chris Brown and Drake only makes sense.
There you go.
Okay.
The singer/rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that more.
That is a good. I like that.
Yeah, white boys up.
Yeah.
Also, again, I think Chris Brown, even though you know he's had a past with violence, I still feel like he would be. He's still more like the silly goose of them all. Like Quavo's really the type to pick up a gun. You know what I'm saying?
Right, and miss.
And that's concerning. And miss. No, not miss. We don't need to be down to one Migo. And then, like, Chris Brown would be on the other side just, like, dodging, dancing past the bullets, you know? Yeah.
That was funny. Amber, before the podcast, she's like, Chris Brown would be, like, dancing and dodging all the bullets like he has.
Unless it was a boxing match. Chris Brown got it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Basketball match. Like a boxer? Anything.
Yeah. Mm. Rihanna was his opponent.
He should challenge him to, now that he's done a rap song and Chris Brown rap, now he should challenge Quavo to a dance battle, but like in a ring.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, they're both basketball players. Like Quavo plays a lot of ball. They've both been in the NBA like celebrity matches and I think there's like these Sprite kind of like rap tournaments that happen. And Kanye and Drake were playing ball with each other when they both were living next to each other a lot. I think this could be settled.
Kanye
via
and
basketball.
Drake were?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Actually, Lil Dicky used to play basketball with Kanye too.
Oh, yeah. Lil Dicky. I heard that story.
That's pretty cool.
Because people asked Lil Dicky, like, what do you think of Kanye's anti-Semitic thing? He was like, I don't know about all that, but I just remember I was playing basketball with a whole summer with Kanye, and he was the nicest dude ever.
Oh.
So. And he even was in the studio with Kanye and Drake at the same time.
Hmm. That's what I'm saying, is like these collabs and these past friendships is not enough to tell where people's loyalty lie, because shit changes up all the time.
I just feel like people are just having fun.
I wish you guys were girls sometimes. Because like, I wish I could talk about the same type of energy, like these beefs and stuff. Like, you guys didn't give half, a quarter, a tenth of the shit when it happens with
listening.
Like with Megan and Nikki.
I tried listening,
but the music wasn't good.
Hold on. But on the other hand, like right now, it's like the City Girls are like kind of like fighting right now. And when the City Girls, like the City Girls have been known to be friends with like the Cardi Megan side of it all, but one of the City Girls is besties with Nikki right now, and there's just so much to it, and like I just, there's no point in even like talking to you guys about it because you guys don't give enough of a shit. So here I am.
Well, no, it's not just us. It's nobody gives enough of a shit. like this stuff, it's producing good music, and
this is a sexist statement.
Well, look at the charts.
Look at the charts.
I mean Taylor Swift. She's at the top of all of them, right? So it's like, okay.
I mean, Hiss had its moments, and Bigfoot had its moment.
Oh.
Yeah, the songs. They were number one for a little bit. Like, they had their moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of fights, Ryan Garcia... He had a boxing match this past weekend.
Yeah.
Do you know who Ryan Garcia is?
Who is Ryan Garcia?
You know Ryan Garcia.
I just keep hearing about him, and I just don't know.
Let's show her a picture so she's really on board.
No, I understand. I don't think
he's her type.
You think he's hot?
No.
No, he's not her type.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like he's not her type.
He gives like Andrew Tate type
energy.
Did
you watch like snippets of him and Bobby Altoff's interview?
No, but I saw, didn't he drop like screenshots of their conversation and like say like it... Oh, wait, was that
AI?
No. Wasn't there something about like, oh, yeah, she did fuck Drake?
She said something like that. He admitted it, or like he was like that's why she doesn't mess with me anymore or something like that.
Mm.
But yeah, he was going crazy just like all throughout.
Who is it?
Media.
And what's his situation?
Ryan Garcia is like a boxer.
So you know what? I have a problem with these boxers.
What?
They only want to be loud when it's time for them to make money, which is a great tactic.
That's their whole promotion, strategy. If they don't do that, they don't make money.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm just like, be consistent. Stand on business consistently.
I mean, Kanye's like that. When an album's about to drop, he's the loudest.
He's like, what do I not normally agree with? And let me do that.
Yeah.
He's like, what's the most controversial thing I could say right now or do?
Yeah.
It's like, that red hat seems like it is a talking point.
Yeah.
What if a black person put that on? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, yes. By the way, I got music out.
he's
so unserious. Didn't he put out the apology for the anti-Semitism in Hebrew?
Who, mm-hmm. Kanye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so wild.
I thought it was very artistic. I was like, if you're going to drop an apology, that's fire.
Yeah.
That's a fire way to drop it.
He was like, I don't want anybody else to know what I'm talking about here, but the people I offended will know.
Yeah. But anyways, I remember Ryan Garcia like popping up, because I don't really watch boxing like that, but I just remember I watched his like last fight or two fights ago, and it was supposed to be one of the biggest boxing matches of like all time. Mm-hmm. It was Gervonta Davis and him. And everyone's like, this is going to be the biggest fight, like bigger than Muhammad Ali and anybody else. I was like, all right, like, well, let's watch it. It ended up like ending in like four or five rounds.
Mm.
And he lost, Ryan Garcia. Mm-hmm. But afterwards, like, you know, a couple months later, he would just drop like a bunch of random tweets, like, you know, free Palestine, stuff like that. And then he would just like say some crazy something else that's like insanely crazy about somebody else. And he just randomly
he
tweet.
Was like, I'm gonna reveal this and that, and he was like talking about Illuminati.
Yeah,
he's talking about, I know where what happened to Tupac, like,
yeah,
all of this kind of like the most controversial things you could say. He was like, let me just keep stacking them. People thought he was going crazy. People thought he was on drugs, just an alcoholic, whatever the case.
Yeah. And then when it came to the fight, he ended up like winning.
Not only did he win, but he looked elite. He looked just unbeatable. He's dropping Haney left and right. And this is somebody who was undefeated. Mm. And he's going into a different weight class. And Gervonta Davis is the only person that Ryan Garcia lost to also,
mm-hmm.
previously. And so people were saying that that would be the match that would like really show that if he's the real deal or if he's just a social media kind of like buzz, right?
Yeah. And the fact while this is like this fight's about to happen, he's going crazy. So they're like, oh, he's definitely going to lose, right? He was like also rated lower.
Oh yeah.
To lose this fight.
Mm. He was the underdog by all professional accounts, and what he did was he revealed that he actually bet on himself also. To win the fight,
which is legal in I think only certain states. Mm. So,
well, it's also legal, I believe, because it's not a team sport. So and he's betting to win and not lose.
So in golf, can you bet yourself to lose?
Probably, because then
you can't. Okay, that's illegal. That makes sense.
Oh, because yeah, then you could just take the L and win millions of dollars.
Yeah,
but like in golf too, you can bet on yourself to win. Because it's single, whereas, for example, like if it's, you know, a team sport, you can't do that because it's relying on other people. But anyways, he put on this whole show. He became the underdog and he turned like, I forget, a million to 12 million or something like that via betting on himself, and then won like $150 million altogether because of all of this promotion and everything at the end of the fight. And then he also like said more stuff about like, I'm sorry, I've been silent about Palestine, like I'm going to donate to Gaza and this and that. And so he really won people over when they were totally against him, flip-flopped the whole situation. Yep. But is this an ethical way? What do you guys think of like promoting yourself and kind of taking this big win? Is it allowed for the sake of the kind of like game or not?
Like the schizophrenic?
The antics beforehand, bringing attention to yourself, changing your kind of like character.
I think unfortunately it's the name of the game. Mm-hmm. Like you have to promote these fights. Like, you know, Jake Paul's like making fun of Mike Tyson now and stuff like that. We know it's chill.
Annoying, but it works.
Yeah. And we know they're like chill with each other. Mm-hmm. We know there's no beef, but like you kind of have to like bring it up and like be that villain and stuff like that. It's worked with Conor McGregor like for a long time. And that's how we know like a lot about these other people. So
it's the only reason I know about Dylan Danis. Is that his name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dylan Danis with, you know, Logan Paul, he's just like ratting on his girl and stuff like that.
So maybe there's a fine line.
I think the fine line is when it happened with Conor and Khabib, because it bled into religion, and religion is that's where the line is. Like, just don't cross religion. Like, you can do whatever you want, but like don't.
Family,
wives,
because Conor talked about all of that. Kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that depends on the person. But
his
dad? I feel like it's... Oof.
I feel like his dad is in the game. He was a coach.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of blurred lines here.
I must say that it's fine.
Like, all of it is fine.
All of that's fine. I think religion is like the hard line you should not cross. Okay. To me personally.
So the thing is, like, also when you look at Muhammad Ali, for example... He, I think, did it in a pretty good way where he was like promoting. He would say these things that's just like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that, blah, blah, blah. And he's just like making all of these, like, he was a great speaker in that way. Like, you believed him. But then also his character, what he stood by, his actions kind of really showed that, like, he leaves boxing where boxing is. But then beyond that, like, his humanity is on this level. So it gets...
Yeah.
Weird.
I feel like it was easier to do that back in the day too. Now, like, even off the ring, your personality is everywhere. Mm. Like, you have to use that personality outside of the ring to promote the fight as well.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting. It's an interesting time. We'll see what, you know, people are doing for, especially social media and everything.
I mean, that's why influencer boxing is going up.
Right.
Literally.
And they're making more money with less fights than professional athletes are in their entire lifetimes. And, you know, then you got to be wondering if you've been training for this thing, if you put all of your life and hard work into it, you're like, should I just go crazy on social media? Will that help me get more money?
Yes.
And like,
yes,
better my family's condition.
Look at Ryan Garcia, literally.
Right.
I mean, he was already on top of the game. It's just plus that.
Uh-huh.
You're on top.
Let's stop
talking about beefs now.
Beefs.
You want to have a beef?
I'm about to have a beef.
Let's do this last thing and then take the rest to Patreon.
No, we have so many fun topics that are not beef related. Why are you trying to end it so early?
It's been an hour.
Beef podcast.
Okay, I don't like that. What else we got on there?
What do you want to talk about?
We have stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm getting to it.
Hurry up.
Oh, this is a good one.
So this was actually something that we kind of were talking about last time. Mm-hmm. You said that, like, you actually said this. You were like, I think we were talking about the word mother.
Yeah.
And you were like, mother is the girl's version of?
Of him.
Of him.
Him.
Like, I'm him.
Yeah.
Right.
Which we thought is... We thought it was accurate.
It was fair.
But...
It was powerful.
Yeah. We have this other list that... I don't know if it confirms, but it confirms the equivalent...
like, impact.
Yeah. Impact of vocabulary from between the bros...
And the girlies.
And the girlies.
Okay, so read it off.
So, let me... Can you... One of you word that, like, nicer?
What do you mean?
That was just too intricate. Just like what I said.
The male, the female equivalent of male hype words.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not male hype words necessarily.
They're all
technically
super hype.
They're not.
They're just like they're okay. Fine. Well, that's a good yeah. Like
I think
condensed version.
Okay, so for mother that mm-hmm. we talked about, mother equals goat.
I actually like Amber's better in this sense because
I agree.
When
Amber said mother equals him,
mm-hmm.
like when friends talk about each other, he's like, "Yo, it's the goat right here." We don't really know if he's the greatest of all time,
but I'm not gonna be like, "Oh, that's mother."
Mm. Mother is not just anybody.
Yeah, mother
just
is
like him is not just anybody.
You can't say it's a girl. Like you can't. Be
you
like,
also
oh, she's
can't
him.
Be like, I mean, "Oh, he's maybe. Him." Like it doesn't work.
Like when
people say that.
They do? I thought they go like, I'm him. There's like an energy
no,
to
no,
the
he's
him.
He's him. He's him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
No, but it's usually with some sort of like action or story that is like why he's him.
Yeah.
In sports, it's like when they do something, when they accomplish something, like, you know, Jimmy Butler, he just went up against like this super team by himself. It's like, oh, he's him. And he's saying like, I'm him, right?
Yeah.
Can you cast this?
Well, I don't want to reveal the other ones.
Oh, I know. I thought we're just going over them. We're going through like a list of these right now, guys. Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if that was apparent.
But yeah, like mother, it's not just like, it's not just going to be anybody. It's going to be like the top person.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas goat, it's gotten too saturated.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Goat is like the white boy's go-to word for like, you know, like when like a white guy has a friend that walks in the room, he's like, Jim, like you know, they just say like the name, just like really exaggerated.
Timmy the goat,
the
like,
goat,
Jimmy,
Andrew, goat. What up, goat?
Drew.
Him is about to be that soon. I feel like.
Yeah,
get to that point.
As soon as he gets to the white boys, it's done for. It's.
I mean, it already has, but when they overdo it, it's.
Yeah.
Next one we have is, you can say the girl version.
Okay, so the guy's version is cooked, and the girl's is eight.
Eight.
What
he cooked, she ate.
Mm, yeah.
I feel like the girl's one is more powerful again. Like
something about being a girly is just like so it.
But dude,
for me, cooked
they
is so funny.
Cooked?
Yeah, he cooked. He cooked.
I don't think they say like that though. Don't they say like let him cook?
They say let him cook, and he cooked.
Okay, he cooked.
Yeah, yeah, he cooked.
Yeah, but like the thing
like
about eight is there's so much
like it's done, it's finished.
But the thing is, there's no she's eating.
No, but.
If you say she's cooking, that's misogynist.
No, when you say instead of saying she's eating, it's left no crumbs.
But that's still
but that's
after.
Also past.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The meal is done.
Yeah. For cooked, we have past, present, and future.
Yeah.
If she ate and left no crumbs, that's mm-hmm. like
that's like double squared.
She put the bow on
eight
it.
Squared.
But instead, what we do is just go when we're trying to say eating, we just say 4 + 4.
What?
What is that?
What's 4 + 4?
Eight. Oh,
but like,
but that's also past tense.
No, it's not. It's
she's adding.
She's adding.
She's doing the
she's
equation
right now.
She's on the chalkboard. She's
four
teaching.
Plus four.
She's teaching.
So like, while she's doing something, you're like 4 + 4 right now.
She's mathing. She's
like, four what, plus like four-ing. If it's like a girl who's like killing it, you'd be like 4 + 4.
Okay, okay. I have it. I have it. You know how you say let him cook?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let her math.
Let her math.
Until
no, it should be let her eat.
Let her eat.
Let her eat. Like it should all derive from eight.
Yeah, but it's mm-hmm. like, but it's like the 4 + 4, eight. So if it's like let her math, and then she got the equation wrong, it's like
she didn't.
You nined, you know, you didn't. You didn't eight.
You sevened.
Yeah.
I know what they usually say is they'll be like, they'll just say numbers that don't add up to eight.
See?
There you go.
I know that, like, I know girls.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know the girl lingo.
Oh, you know girls so much.
I literally just told you.
But I don't like this formula. List that we're looking at because bro does not equal sis.
Why not?
What does bro equal?
Bro equals to, like, girl.
No.
Yeah. No, no.
Yeah.
The way you just said it.
Like, no, no. Like, hey, bro girl. Is not like sis. You know, like anybody could be bro. Everybody cannot be sis.
I thought they can.
No.
But everybody can be girl.
Everybody can be girl.
Gotcha.
Boys can be girls?
I've heard or some maybe, girls yeah. say girl to
maybe
some boys.
Maybe bro could right. be. Like I would argue that bro would be closer to queen.
No.
No.
It'd be closer no. because
king, is literally, king, Amber, king and queen is literally the one. What are you talking about?
I don't think so. I don't think king
I
can
think
be
bro
used
and
like,
girl.
Queen is more like
you
wildly.
Cooked with that. You didn't eat with this.
Here's the thing. Like, no, my like, problem. I told you that like mother is more powerful. Eight is more powerful. You want all the girl ones to be more powerful?
I'm not saying it has to be more powerful.
It's okay that bro is like top tier.
I just don't think that they equate to the same energy.
Bro and girl equate though.
It's not though.
Why?
Because like for example, like you can say queen more casually. You can't say king more casually.
Yes, they do. What's up, king? Yeah, how you doing, up, king?
Yeah, but
okay,
but
make a defense for girl. You for can say what? Girl like as often as you want.
Yeah, I would say like I just think that sis doesn't sit. You know what? This is what I'll say. I'll say that bro ate with that one.
Okay, yeah. Say that.
Okay, fair. Bro ate with that.
See, I know her.
Sis doesn't eat as much. Sis
I know.
Eats in certain scenarios.
Bro is literally like it's used in everything. So it can't be replaced.
Yeah. I love sis, but I don't think everybody can use sis.
But the closest thing you think is girl.
Girl, because like not everybody can say bro.
Yeah.
Not all girls can say sis.
There's no such thing as a cis man's.
Huh?
Bromance?
Yeah.
Cis-mance.
Bros are bros, you know? The cis, you know why it is? Because bros stay bros. You change sisters like every week.
That's coming like really strong considering we're literally spent the first half of the podcast talking about all the guys all the guys who were besties for years and years they're in a tussle right now.
Can I just ask a question?
What?
Just a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
I got my bro on this podcast. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where's your sis?
I have both my sisters.
I'm just saying, if there was another girl on this podcast, one of them would have to go.
Ooh.
What do you mean? If there's another girl?
I feel like they would not let the guy speak.
There could only be one girl at a time on the podcast.
Wrong.
Have you ever seen like radio shows, podcasts? Like usually it's Breakfast Club? You know, DJ Envy, Charlamagne, they never left. Angela E left.
That's because those are primarily like male dominated podcasts. Like those are ones that have like a strong male audience and you guys just keep a girl around so you're not Andrew Tate like labeled. If you have no girls, then it's like labeled.
We
Andrew
are
Tate
Andrew
energy.
Tate labeled. You like Andrew Tate. You even said it in that one podcast.
Don't do that.
Should we run it back?
Don't do that.
I actually asked Amber, you know, Tate or somebody else. Oh, it was Andrew Tate or feminist. And she actually chose Andrew Tate.
I did not pick Andrew Tate.
So this is an Andrew Tate positive podcast, it's according to the woman in the room.
Okay.
And actually, Amber and Shamir and I didn't pick that podcast.
Yep.
We let the woman talk, and she picked Andrew Tate. You can go back and listen to yourself. We didn't pressure her or anything. Move on to the next one.
Let's go. Equals to Yas.
That's a good one.
Who do you think ate with that one?
We're not competing. We're saying, are they equivalent?
Yeah, but I liked how we changed it to who's eating.
I think let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
And I like that it's become just the SGO now. School.
Yeah.
Yas, it became very annoying very fast.
And I don't like how corporate America took let's go, like the LFG, and like... That's like corporate America, like friendly now.
Corporate America is doing that now.
Yeah, they do LFG.
That's hilarious.
That's like such a like oh
like
in
your
the chat.
Boss is saying that to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. They'll be like at my last job, it was so our entire motto at my last company. Yeah. Or it was hashtag LFG.
But no, you can't say it.
No.
That's hilarious.
That is corporate America nutshell. Where it's just like we'll ride the trend. will be in the lingo, but this is still marked NSFW.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yas? What happened with Yas where it was just like, oh, you know what happened? It was when Black Twitter owned it, mm-hmm. and then it became everybody doing it.
Well, you know, I'm going to say that Yas did also eat because yeah, when you take something and you make it for the girlies, it's called Yasifying it. That's like a thing. Like, okay, you know how like we had like penne pasta, right? And then like Barbie came out and then it became pink pasta. That was the pasta being Yasified.
Mm. We don't know what you're talking about.
Yasified is a thing.
We
should have
done that fake agree that we did to you.
Mm. Okay, keep going.
Okay, and then the last one. Bruh, girl.
No, that's not equivalent at all.
I think it is.
No, bruh is like a what the fuck.
Right.
It's not like...
Girl.
No, it depends how you say it.
No, girl is like question mark? Girl.
Yeah, that's okay. Why I think girl relates to bro that's more. That's true. Like bro. Like girl, like
yeah, like or girly.
No, but this is girl with a U. I think it makes a difference.
No, but that's like girl, right? It's not the same as like bruh. Bruh is like a what the heck?
Yeah, right.
Girl is like a
let's revisit this
exactly,
and let's analyze here.
Yeah.
So then, what's the equivalent of bruh? You think?
Bitch.
Mm.
Or bitch?
No, it's not. That's the same thing.
No, bitch.
No. Because bra has said that we accept the what happened,
mm-hmm.
and we are upset about it,
and we just move on.
Whereas, like, bitch is like,
hold on, pause.
It's like let's take action.
Yeah. That's
bra
true.
Is not taking action. It's like, damn, like, come on, plan B.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Bitch is like, we gotta fix this.
I just don't think they equate. I'll leave it at that. I won't give it a follow up though.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. All right.
Overall, the list kind of good.
I'd say like it's like I'd give it like a 55%.
Before I had like no concept of what would equate, so it's nice seeing a visual.
Mm.
It's fun. I like it.
It broke it down for the boys.
Let me see if there's
men
any
are
other
cooking
ones.
And women are eating. Wonderful.
Oh, have you guys seen? Whatever. You guys are not gonna get it.
Being bisexual is using both these terms. That's what we were saying. It's like sometimes there's...
he cooked with this one. She ate and left no crumbs.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. He's cooked. You thought you ate.
Yeah.
I like that.
Shakespeare in the comments trying to make sense of all this.
Bussin' equals giving?
Yeah. Ooh. Wait, do you guys say bussin'?
Well, we say that to food.
Yeah.
Like this giving. Is bussin'. But if
you guys use giving to like anything that's...
Anything.
Yeah.
You know what? I've never said it about another male, but I think I'll start doing that. That boy bussin'. You know? Like, if he's just...
Yeah, also, like, with bussin', it's not like you watch a good movie and you're like, oh, that was bussin'.
Yeah. Well, that's like, because of the term. You wouldn't be like, that movie was giving. You would just say, like...
You could.
No,
you would say,
no,
that
you would say it gave.
Okay, but like,
you can't
it
be
still
like,
works.
It busted.
It busted.
You have to have something that has multiple, kind of how you said with cooking.
Yeah, yeah.
Like cooking, cooked, whatever. There has to be multiple terms of it. Bussin' doesn't have that.
Yeah.
So that's why giving works.
On God equals tea?
On God, no. On God would be Bible.
Okay.
Why can't you say Quran?
No. Bible is just a Kardashian term of like, you know. I feel like you should be sharing screen right now.
Why? We're just reading them.
I know, but they could have context.
AO equals, oh my gosh.
That's old. No. Yeah.
Killing it, bro. Slay queen.
Do you guys say killing it, bro?
Killing it, bro. Yeah.
I feel like not slay would be enough.
Slay needs one. What's slay? The male equivalent of slay.
Yeah. Because slay lives on its own.
Killing it. I don't know.
No, because you could be like, oh, that slayed.
I think there's a video game term equivalent somewhere there.
I mean, it low-key relates to cooked, too, as well.
Mm.
Like, oh, he cooked, or he slayed.
Victory Royale. Victory Royale. Instead of slayed.
Goated with the sauce, took a shit on the mother toilet. What? Excuse me?
Is that accurate?
No, they're just saying
stuff
now.
You be saying that?
Yeah. Oh, my God, she took a shit on the mother toilet.
That That sounds like something that
my favorite that would be is sad. The House Down Boots. Have you heard this?
What? That's like a pirate.
No, that's like a common thing where you're like, oh, she slayed the House Down Boots.
What? Whose boots?
I don't know. But
like Dora's boots?
It started off as like slay, and they'd be like, slay the house down. And they'd be like, slay the house down boots.
What does the boots come from?
I don't know.
That's so much like energy. Like if I have to react to something, I'm like, slay the house down boots.
No. That's a wrong energy. What? You have to be like, no. No, like she slayed the house down boots.
Have you ever seen conversations
that
are like
slayed the house down boots?
You know when people are like trying to.
It's also supposed to be like a gay thing. Like, yes, she slayed the house down boots.
But you know when like either it'll be a like a talk show skit or like one of those things on SNL or even on TikTok when people like they're not really like. Trendsetters, they're more like, oh, this is the trend, let me like pick up and follow it. And then it's like, oh, like they'll say like, yes, oh, she ate, on God, that's on fleek. And you're just like, what? Yeah. That was way too many in one thing. Yeah. It's like you're trying to like Gen Z the whole thing.
Okay, I will say that does give the same energy as slay the house down boots.
There was parts in Just Rain's show, Late Bloomer, where I was like, why is he talking like that?
Hey, since Just Rain listened to the show, can you please put it somewhere that I can watch it? Thanks.
Legally, I can't.
There was a TikTok. There was a TikTok where there was a teacher, and he was like making up custom Gen Z words.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
And I forgot what they were, but one of them was like parked. And he was like, I'm just going to say this and give it a definition.
Oh, that's so
just
good.
So like kids will like adopt it or something like that. And just so he like feels like.
Wait, that's actually so funny.
Yeah. And parked, I was like,
I sent it to you and you responded. You were like, that's really good.
Oh, there we go. That's how I knew.
Some of them, they were creative.
Yeah.
Because it's like what you're trying to equate a feeling to like this new term that everybody knows. But like when you say it, you're like, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Should like, we make one for Strange Flavors? Just like only our audience. I don't know.
It has to be something about taste.
Or strange. I don't know.
Let us know.
Yeah, let us know if you have one.
Okay, yeah. if we say like AWAF, another week, another flavor, that means like it's the conversation is
off.
You have to say off.
Off.
But you have to moan it. Like if somebody's doing too much and you're like off, it means the convo is done. Like
that's
the
a
podcast,
good one.
Or you say, or here's one, the podcast is over. Like if you're in a conversation, have you ever talked to somebody where you're just
that
like,
that is such a good one.
You're talking to somebody and you're just like, you feel like you've been in a podcast for a while. And you just need like a mental break. It's like end podcast.
End podcast.
The podcast is over.
I mean, usually I like that kind of happens like when you're chatting with your boys and they're like, we should start a podcast.
Yeah.
Like that's like the equivalent. It's like, all right, after the conversation.
That's kind of the same energy as like tune in next week on the next episode of.
On the next episode of. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something there.
Off?
Oh, off.
I just wanted to add
we're gonna
more add, moaning.
We're gonna join
shout
the,
out,
like,
shout out to the guy who said they liked my moaning on the last podcast.
It's the same. It's like the era of rap beefs and moans, apparently. Or whatever. What would you call what Drake was saying that you said that was Kendrick's? Like the who?
An ad-lib.
Okay, an ad-lib. It's the era of ad-libs.
With that being said, I think we should podcast, right? It's been another week.
Another flavor.
A little less stranger.
We'll talk to you next time.
Off.
Off.